So I have the privilege of introducing Bill Hernandez, who oversees our prophetic ministry. And Bill's got such a tender heart and a beautiful way of just being authentically real in front of us, and Holy Spirit using him to bring us into deeper places. So, Bill, come on up.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I have a little present for you guys later. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I really feel very strongly. I mean, the Holy Spirit is always moving, right? All the time, he's always moving. And then sometimes we say, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to really come tonight. And so I said, but he's already here, you know? But I feel like the Lord is doing something really special, really deep tonight. And not that he doesn't do deep things before, that, you know, that he's, you know, he's going to do something very special. I could tell, I can feel it. I can feel it in my body that he's just going to do some stuff for you guys tonight, something really special, which is great. And I thought that the stuff that was shared about and prayed about for the anxieties and fears and all that kind of stuff, the warfare, all of that was totally right on, and also with what Heather was sharing as well. And I feel like, you know, for me personally, I have, many of you know this, I mean, I've shared this with you, that the Lord allows me to experience what other people are going through. So he lets me go through that. And sometimes it can be really, really deep, and sometimes it can last for several days. It could last for weeks. It could last for whatever. I remember you shared that people were experiencing this stuff for a while or whatever. And so I've been feeling that. And so the thing that I've been feeling is like this, like it's just been so heavy. It's like almost like a boulder on my shoulders, you know. That's kind of how that's the best way to describe it. Kind of like a real heaviness that people have been carrying on them. And I feel like the Lord is going to be lifting that off tonight for sure. And, you know, and then also I went out for a little bit in the back, and I just kind of felt like the Lord was just kind of showing me that some people were having difficulty focusing, having a real difficult focusing, and getting their thoughts straight, and being present. I was experiencing that as well. I was feeling that. And I said, well, Lord, how do you want to deal with that? You know, how are you going to handle that? And then I come in, and then Joel is praying this prayer. And so breaking this thing off, you know, and with Heather as well, you know, the Lord ministering to the mind. So he's going to be doing more of that today. And so so today's message, I was just trying to decide what the title was going to be. Is it going to be, you know, all is well, or it's going to be okay? So so I'm just trying to decide which one it's going to be. I think it's going to be okay. All right. It's going to be okay. All right. There's a lot of stuff here that the Lord was just kind of downloading to me, and I was thinking, oh my God. I said, there are like 35 points, and so I don't know how you're going to weave this together, Lord, but you're just going to have to just do it, you know, so he's going to do it, all right? Because there's a lot of different pieces to this whole thing. And the way that it started for me personally, sometimes what the Lord will do is he'll let me experience what other people are going through, like me personally, in my own personal life, you know. So I have a business, and doing, you know, websites and graphic design, that kind of thing. And things have been really, really slow. And so I was becoming really kind of concerned about it, feeling a little nervous. And I was thinking, why am I feeling concerned and nervous? Because I had already gotten over that many years ago. You know, I shouldn't be concerned, you know. And then what about the cash flow? And I was thinking, well, I have plenty of cash in the bank. I've got, you know, I have two streams of income. Everything is fine. And yet I'm feeling all of this anxiety. I'm feeling this concern, stress about the future and what's going to happen, Laura. What are you going to do? And he's saying, everything's going to be all right. Everything is okay. So imagine this. So what I'm going through is what you're going through. Some of you are going through this. And the Lord has revealed that to me. He's showing that to me inside of me. As a matter of fact, I'm writing a book on it. It's called Experiencing the Empathy of God. That's the book that I'm writing on. So currently, I have published the first chapter of it, the introduction chapter to it, so that you guys, if you want to read it, you can. It's called godsempathy.com. So you can go to that and see that. But I write more in depth about this whole thing about me experiencing. Let the Lord allow me to experience what he experiences of you. So the Lord is with us in every detail of our life, every feeling, every emotion, every stress point, everything, all the hopelessness and the fear, the anxiety, the pain, all of these kinds of things, the disillusionment, the disappointments, the frustrations, he's experiencing that with you. And so the Lord was just kind of flooding me with that. I was just experiencing all of this. And so then I was asking the Lord, I was just praying, because I always like to get confirmation for me personally, because he's saying, as far as my own business is concerned, he's saying, everything's fine, Bill. Everything is just fine. I said, okay, great. And I'm going to share a little testimony about that at the end of this. So in the middle of this, I'm feeling this huge boulder and this weight, and I'm picking up all this stuff from different people, stuff that people are going through. And then the Lord just kind of opens up this whole thing about, in the middle of it, he just kind of gives me this vision of how heaven has coupled with earth, and that this miraculous thing, this other world, this other dimension has coupled with this world. God has coupled with us in this world, and we have this intimate relationship between him and ourselves. And I was thinking about how extraordinary that was. Here is this other world. You can't weigh it. You can't put it in a glass. You can't pour it. You know, you can't put it on a scale and weigh it. You know, and so it's definitely lighter than a feather. And so it's like it's all on faith, totally on faith. And the Lord has entered into us. And here we are, and we believe it, and we tell the story of that interaction with him, our encounter with him. And we get to divulge the secrets of that intimate relationship to the world. In other words, we bear witness. We're giving a testimony to what he's sharing with us. I'm going, wow, this is really kind of cool. And so that... So I felt like the Lord was showing me. He said, you know, in this relationship, that we have rights in this relationship, or more than rights and more than privileges. And he said, the reason why is because you are made of me, and I call you sons and daughters. You are my sons and daughters. And so you have a right to certain things, obviously. And so... in this relationship as a son and a daughter of the king. And the Lord is just kind of saying, so you have the right to be protected, the right to be nurtured, the right to have knowledge, the right to have understanding, to have insight, to have provision, to have power, creativity, the right to mirror him to the world, and so on and so forth. All the things that you can think of, all the treasures that we have because we belong to him and we're married to him. That's part of the covenant. And it just is. I was thinking about that. I said, wow, this is kind of cool. And so then the other thing that we have is the ability to be blunt with him and to commiserate with him and to use him as a sounding board, as it were, because to be able to talk to him honestly, there's another right that we have, is to be honest with him and to walk in full disclosure and transparency with him. And so that's what the Lord was, he was showing me all of this, and that we don't have to walk in false humility with him, that he's not going to be insulted, that he's not going to be chagrined or disappointed or in shock, you know, when we tell him, I don't trust you. He doesn't go, oh, you know. And so I'm totally blunt and totally honest with him, and I'm going to show you how I do that. This is that thing of me, I get to share with you an intimate look into how I interact with him. And I'm gonna go through that right now a little bit and show you that. But in all the bluntness and honesty with him and just duking it out with him with many words, I can attest to you that I'm still alive, as you can tell. As you can see, I have all my limbs. And so I haven't died. I'm still alive. And I'm just happier for it. And I'm going to talk about that in a bit. So here I'm, talking to the Lord. And according to, well, I'm going to read Philippians 4, 6 through 9. And this is the only scripture that came to mind. So I'm going to read it. And it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So it says right here, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So here I'm presenting my request to God. I'm just saying, Lord, I think I just really need confirmation about what's going to happen in the future with my business or with this situation. And this is about any kind of situation. I would just kind of present it before him. And so I need to hear from you. And here's the Lord saying, everything is going to be okay. All is well. And so then I started, I'm not sure that it is going to be well, because I think things are going to fall apart, because if things don't change, it's going to be an absolute disaster and all these kinds of things. And I begin to realize, I said, you know what? We are terrible foretellers of our futures. Terrible. The only one that can really foretell is the Lord. But I don't know why we insist on trying to see if we can peer into the future. There's this thing. Oh, my God. You know, there's this, who is it? I think Gary Larson. He's so funny. And there's this turkey, and he's there with a fortune teller, and there's a crystal ball. And the fortune teller is just saying, I see you surrounded by family. Anyway, that was just a digression. Let's reel it back in, Bill. Okay. So here it says, do not be anxious about anything. So here we, and this is what we do. I mean, we ask the Lord, Lord, what's going on, whatever, on and on and on. And so I'm asking him, and he said, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be fine. And I just said, okay. I said, all right, Lord, so I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, that everything's okay, that everything's going to work out for good, like it says in Romans 8. And that, and you say in John, I think it's chapter 3, I think it's John, is it 3 or 5? And where Jesus said, you know, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm telling, this is what I'm, my conversation with him is, I said, it's easier for you to say that. I know you're present, you're super present. You're above the past, present, and future, and you're up there. And it's easy for you to say, everything's okay. But I'm over here having to deal with having to believe you. Here's heaven is coupled with earth, and yet there's a disconnect here because I don't see what you're seeing. All I can see is my own frustrations and anxieties, and you know, I'm upset about this. I don't like it. And so I just said, you know, I was telling him, I said, you know, you see everything, and it's kind of like you're Yoda, you know, and you give these cryptic answers, like, it's all covered. I go, what's covered, you know? Like, what are you talking about? And I just said, so you say that everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be resolved, you're going to heal this situation, let's say for whatever we're dealing with, our business, our finance, our relationships, whatever it is that we're dealing with, and you're telling me that it's fine. I said, what do you mean by that? This is, I think it was like this yesterday morning, I think it was, I was gardening. I said, what in the world, the timing of this thing, it's frustrating. You don't give the timing. You just say it's going to be okay, but you don't give the timing, and I don't like that. So what about the timing of this? And so he kind of like, almost kind of jokingly, it was because I mean, this is how we talk, and he's just kind of saying, it'll be taken care of in eternity. I go, oh, there you go. So this is what I'm talking about. This is, I said, it's vague. And so I'm supposed to believe in this invisible resolution thing in the far future, but I don't see it concrete in my hands today in front of me right here. Where's that pile of money? Where is that resolved relationship? You know, that kind of a thing. And I was just thinking, I have like, there's this stone that I have on my windowsill. I said, Lord, I can pick up that stone and I can feel it's nice and heavy and everything, you know, whatever. I can feel the temperature and I know that it's absolutely real. But you're wanting me to believe in the thing that you're saying as if it was as solid as this rock. What the heck? I said, this is hard. And you know, I guess I don't trust you. Okay, let's get this straightened out. I don't trust you. Well, I don't know that I don't trust you. I have faith. Actually, no, I don't have faith in the words that you're telling me right now. I kind of have faith, but I want you to, I know it says, you know, I can have doubt and faith at the same time. I don't know how that works. I said, but I feel like I'm just caught in the middle. So I don't know if I trust you or if I don't have faith in you. I'm not sure that that's what it is. I don't know what it is, Lord. All I know is that something's just not working here, you know? And so that's my conversation with him. I'm just talking to him like that. And also, and then I started processing this thing about how, you know, it says right here, don't be anxious. pray, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. I did it. I did all of that, and nothing happened. I didn't get anything. And so it's, and then that's kind of like the Lord is showing, he was telling me, he said, this is not a formula. I am not a formula. I said, you don't do this as a formula to get what you want. It doesn't work that way. You can't finesse the system here. I'm not a system to be finessed by going through these things. And I felt like the Lord was showing me. He said, even if you weren't thankful, it's not going to stop me from providing for you everything that you need. All the love, all the care, all the concern, all of that. I go, oh, you mean I can leave that out of the formula? I mean, that's how I process with him. I just talk to him like that. And I feel like he's just saying that the relationship with him is not transactional and it's not manipulative. When we try to do this transactional thing with him and manipulate him, you know, I remember many years ago, it was kind of like, okay, I'm going to fast for 3 days, and I'm going to tithe above and beyond my 10%, and then I'll get what I want. And all I landed up was being hungry, and I had less money in my pocket. So I just continued to talk to him like that, and I felt like his answer to this prayer here, as I started reading it, it says, ask, you know, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, and present my request to God. And the next sentence doesn't say, and you'll get the things that you want, and the peace of God will be with you. It isn't there. I noticed that it doesn't say anything about getting things. Where in here is there like a side note? Maybe there's an asterisk here and a side note at the bottom that it says, and you'll get the things that you ask for. But it just says right here, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. So, having like this catharsis before the Lord, right? Because sometimes I can get really passionate with the Lord, and it's just really just kind of let it out, just frustrated, just everything, you know? I said, you have me on the edge of tears here, Lord, because I don't understand it, you know? Because you're invisible, and it's easy for you to say everything's going to be fine. That bothers me, you know? That just bugs me. And so then what started happening, so now here I'm releasing all of this, and I begin to realize that, you know, the answer so many times to the things that we're asking for, it says right here, this peace that transcends all understanding. And I've discovered, I said, somehow mysteriously, I begin to start feeling better afterwards. I start slowly but surely feeling more and more peaceful. And I start having less and less of a tempest in a teacup, my own little teacup. And it begins to appear and calms my fears. So this thing with my job situation and everything like that, so it was just kind of evaporated completely. But I kind of felt, I said, this is part of the message. This is going to be, because I'm going to be talking about this message and share this with you. And so so the thing that happens here is that when we come to the Lord, we're honest with him. And, you know, we can touch all bases. Like I mentioned before, I said, part of our right of this relationship is to be blunt with him. Just to be blunt and to be frank with him about what's going on. Because the Lord already knows. It's not like he's going to be surprised by by what's going on. He just wants us to trust him and to be comfortable enough in their relationship to be able to bring anything up with him that we want to from any point of view. You know, and I don't feel like I'm being disrespectful to him by being honest. I used to feel that way. Sometimes I might, you know, feel like, oh, I'm wondering if I went just a little too far, you know, and we'll see what happens. So I never got a flat tire in an inconvenient place as a result, you know. And so so the peace that comes to us, it stops the storm in our minds and our emotions. And that it imparts a stillness and a patience and a perseverance. Let's say the thing that you're praying about and you need answers for is not happening right now. It's just not, doesn't seem to be appearing. And it's kind of, I feel like the Lord is saying, get your mind off of the thing that you're asking for and get your mind on me. Focus on me. And he helps us to do that. And he brings that peace that transcends all understanding. It's kind of mysterious. It just kind of mysteriously kind of appears. You've heard me share this before where I talk about it's kind of almost magical how it starts to happen. And I'm beginning to feel more confident, more peaceful, less concerned about the future. I'm more, I don't know if my faith has been increased or my hope has been increased. All I know is that the waters are calmer. So I started thinking, I said, aha. But because, you know, the thing is that after a while we begin to realize he has a timetable to answer prayer. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I kind of came to an aha moment. I said, I think I discovered a formula. Slightly. Kind of. I'm blunt and honest and real with the Lord about everything and about everything I'm feeling, about my feelings about him, about my faith, and about him being a Yoda. Sometimes with his answer and being enigmatic and all this stuff and my frustrations, I don't like that and all that kind of stuff. And I get to do all of that stuff. And as a result of that, what he gives me is calm. That's kind of a formula, kind of. And I was thinking, I'm okay with that. So anyway, so this is what's really, so right here, it goes on to say right here, so here he's saying, all is well, everything is going to be okay, don't worry about it, I've got your back, it's going to work out, even though it doesn't feel like it's going to work out now, it doesn't feel like maybe an answer is coming. Like it's going to be far off or whatever, but everything is okay. Everything is okay. And so we get to agree, if we agree with him when he says that, get into his headspace. Because I say, Lord, I want your headspace about this situation. I want to get out of my head and I want to get into your head about this whole thing. So right here it says, finally, brethren and sisters, whatever is true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And the Lord just kind of showed me. He said, when I say all is okay and everything's going to work out, the all is okay is true. The all that I'm saying is noble. Or the all that's going to be fine and work out is admirable. It's excellent and it's praiseworthy. And think about these things. Think about these things that I'm telling you, because that's what these all, that's, and I felt like the Lord was saying, this is what I'm talking about, is to focus on what I told you and repeat it and remember it. And right here is, the writer, he's saying, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So I have been doing this thing, so do what I'm doing, and the God of peace will be with you. Do this thing, give it to the Lord, think on what he's telling you, and you're going to get this peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. So, you know, he has a timetable to all answered prayer, which is frustrating, kind of. Sometimes I think, this is frustrating. I don't like the timetable, but the thing is that he knows what he's doing. He has an agenda. And on the one hand, you say, okay, that's right. Yeah, that's, yes, he has an agenda. All right. Dang. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I want to get in your headspace. I'm going to get in your headspace, Lord. Help me to do that and to flow with your agenda. So here's the situation. So I asked the Lord for a sign. I said, so here I am in the midst of, I said, business seems to be very, very slow. I need a sign from you that everything that you've told me about it, that everything's going to be fine and everything's going to work out. I need a sign. So I began to realize that, you know what, I can ask for a sign. In Psalm 86, it says, show me a sign for good, Lord. Show me a sign for good. I said, so I'm going to ask you for, and it was like the other day, earlier this week, and I just said, just show me a sign, Lord. I just need a sign. And immediately I heard in my brain, it's, so be it. I just heard that very clear. So be it. And then I think it was like the next day, I get this prophetic word from your brother, from Bob. He gives me this prophetic word. And in this prophetic word was everything that I was praying to the Lord in private, and the word, and the Lord was responding to me in private, almost verbatim. He gave this prophetic word, the Lord showed me this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that the Lord was telling me is just keep doing what you're doing and do what's put in front of you. Everything is fine. And Bob was saying, he told me, he said, you know, the Lord showed me a while ago that this was going to be happening in your business. And I was just thinking, I said, oh my God, that was the sign. I had just asked for a sign. And this was the confirming sign that all is well. So you can ask for a sign. Ask the Lord for a sign, something, a confirmation about your situation, that you can do that. So I need a couple of volunteers. And so, because I want to distribute this. And yes. All right. So everybody can get one.
I'll do this side.
There's some. Oh, here's the mark. Oh. There's more over here. You can take a couple of them. So, on my wall, right next to what? Oh, sorry about that. On my wall, next to my desk. So the Lord gave me this word a while ago, and He said, "It's all taken care of. You're all set," says the Lord. So I have that pinned to my wall. I said, "You know what? I'm going to give this to you guys, so that you guys can pin it to your wall, put it on your refrigerator, use it as a bookmark." And, you know, and if not, if you just need a piece of paper for your gum, don't let me see you put it in it, all right? So. And there's extras also. I'll put them in the back, you know, some of the extras. Okay, go ahead. And you can take more if you want to take more of these, all right? So I just kind of look at this. This is all is taken care of. You're all set, says the Lord. when I feel stressful about whatever it is, and I'll read that. I said, it's all taken care of. You're all set, says the Lord. All right, so I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you all. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that that we can come before you as honest as we want to be without fear of any retaliation, but you welcome our thoughts, our processes, that you welcome them fully, and that we don't have to perform before you, that we don't have to play games or anything, none of that before you, Lord, that we can just open up our hearts completely, totally and completely. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. And also that as we open up, you release to us peace and calm. So right now I ask, so Lord, whatever it is that you guys are dealing with, anything that's intense or heavy, whatever it is, just we're going to give it to the Lord and say, Lord, here's this struggle, this thing I've been dealing with. It's been frustrating, and I don't know when you're ever going to take care of it, and I don't know that I trust you. I want to have faith. I want to trust you, and so I just give that to you right now. Give it to you right now, Lord. And I just see the Lord, it's kind of like there's kind of like this exchange. You're giving this to the Lord, and he's giving to you right now peace and calm and stillness and presence, his presence. And I ask, Lord, that right now that you would also minister to bodies as well. Any fear, you know, sometimes when we're having a lot of anxiety, that's fear. And sometimes our adrenaline is going because of the fear. And so that can have an effect on our bodies. So I ask, Lord, that you would just reduce that adrenaline, the fear mechanism that's in us, that you would just release that, Father, and bring peace even to our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, that our future is in your hands, and you see good things, and you see resolve, and you see victory, that all is well, it's all taken care of, that you have our backs. I thank you, Lord, that you have our backs. And that's part of our rights as sons and daughters, to be protected and covered by you and cared for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So this is where that thankfulness comes in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so concludes my talk. There you go. I'm going to put the rest of these back there that you guys can grab them. Good night.
We just want to bless those of you who are with us from home. We're so glad you joined us. And thank you, Bill. For your honesty. And I think what Bill does is he just gives us, there's no pretending, there's no pretense. It's just, no, this is the way we get to approach God, unashamed, unafraid. And it has fruit. So thank you for that, Bill. So I do want to bless you in that journey. I do encourage you to just take some time to talk, pray with each other. This is that kind of place. And that's it. We're going to just end here and bless. We have a little bit of extra time.